Welcome to The Living Waters, a daily source of inspiration and clarity from Scripture. Pastor Gary Finch connects God's Word to our everyday lives, helping us find strength, purpose, and peace in the gospel of Jesus. It's a journey into faith that will undoubtedly nourish your spirit and anchor your soul in the beauty of salvation found only in Christ. Now, our host, Gary Finch.
Good morning, Gary Finch. I got a subject and a scripture I want to talk to you about today. And in the time allotted, I'm probably going to have to break it down in a couple of messages. I want it to be positive, but I'm well aware that sometimes I can make it negative if I ain't careful. So I want to talk first off about the spiritual gifts from 1 Corinthians 12. And I'm looking at verse 27. It says, "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers." Mine has a comma, I want to put a period right there. "After that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities, and tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way." We could argue this all day, and I guarantee you, if you get a half a dozen Christians, especially if they happen to be preachers, and try to discuss this scripture, you'll get so many different interpretations and discussions on it that it will scare you. And you would do what I've come to believe some people have a habit of doing, and just mark it out. Just black that part out, because that's confusing. I start here. The spiritual God, through the Holy Spirit, still distributes gifts for the edification of the church. Not all members have all gifts. The question gets that I'm headed on is, are all these gifts still current today? And I say that most of them are. Now, I can be wrong. I'm not going to get dogmatic on this, I think. It says, let me find it again. First apostles. When I read the rest of the scripture, I can name 14 apostles. Don't test my memory. I'm not going to do it today. 14 apostles. The original 12, when Judas betrayed Christ, he was replaced with Matthias to maintain the 12. That's 13 names. After the ascension, we get the conversion of Saul to Paul. And that, he says, even though he was unworthy, that Christ got his attention and he went into Arabia for 3 years and was taught by God. And he returned to Jerusalem to test his gospel against the gospel of Peter to see were they on the same page, and found that they were. Okay, here's where I'm at. We got people running around today with a title of apostles. We've got a new church growing in America that I was a little slow to catch on to, okay? And I got a lot of dear friends in it, and I love them. I think they headed in the wrong direction, but anyway, this thing is called the new apostolistic church, the new apostolistic reformed church. I've listened to these people, but like I say, I got friends in them. They send me messages that are being presented in the church and what have. And some of them going to call me today and hate me probably. But anyway, my question is, how did they get to be apostles because Luke tells us specifically how what the qualifications were to replace Judas. And they had to have been with Christ from the baptism of John the Baptist, with John the Baptist, until the resurrection. And I don't know anybody today that meets that criteria. I got at least two people that send me on a regular basis these messages by Dutch Sheets. And I don't think they even realize it. Dutch Sheets is an apostle in the Apostolic Reformed Church. I've listened to his message for a long time because they're in my mailbox 3 or 4 times a week. And I used to wonder, what's he telling me? Give him 15, I think is the name of the ministry. He talks for 15 minutes about visions that he had and prophetic messages that he got. And seems everybody he knows is getting prophetic messages. And that's what I get. And half, three-quarter of them is related to politics in America. Now, I like to talk about politics, but politics don't take over my church. I'm not advocating ever that the church in the United States take over the government of the United States. I think the government and the Constitution we have was divinely inspired, and I don't think it was a plan. I know it wasn't a plan from the beginning for the church to run it. There were plans and provisions to keep the government from taking over the church. I would like to extend the same courtesy. I don't want the Pope running the government of the United States, okay? It's that simple. Get out, promote godly men, elect them into office, support them. Hope and pray that they're letting the Holy Spirit guide them when they make decisions for us. But folks, if the church has failed to be Christ-centered and has become politically centered, it ain't the church. It's something else. I have severed some ties with some people over it. I've had people out of my own church leave and go to it. And they included me because I sound like I might be there sometimes. I get on a message and I get on a subject, especially political and civil, and they think, yeah, that's where he's at. I'll let you know right quick, that ain't where I'm at. My faith dictates my politics. Politics do not dictate my faith. So, are your apostles, or are they just falling this other little thing down here? I got it in another scripture. I'll touch on it again in a little bit. But are we taking titles and salaries to promote ourselves, or are we promoting God? Are we promoting God? And I'm nervous about these people. I'm nervous about the churches teaching them. They got some charismatic speakers in them. They doing things. I just ain't sure they on the right page. So, prophets. If I read all the way through the Bible, I will find where in the latter days your sons and daughters, the Spirit will fall on your sons and daughters and they will prophesy. Now, I personally believe that prophesying in today's church is what the pastor does from the podium or from the pulpit. We are to explain, maybe not even explain, just read the prophecies that are in the Bible and help people to understand why they're there and explain how the prophecies verify the rest of the Bible will come true and there are prophecies yet to be fulfilled. But I don't need a new prophecy. I got them in the 66 books, okay? Now, when two witnesses walk out on the Temple Mount in sackcloth and start to challenge the Antichrist, that's a prophet, folks. You can watch for that one. If that comes up on CNN or Fox News tomorrow, that's prophets. And we way into the time. And you might want to wake up and start to listen. But there's not a prophet behind every tree. And if your church is being built and designed to promote apostles and prophets, I don't think you're in the scripture. I think you've misread something. So, that's what I want to say about spiritual gifts. Now, other gifts, other people have other gifts, and they are there for the edification of the church. I have nothing against a person that decides, no, back up. I have nothing against a person that the Spirit falls on and causes them to speak in tongues. If you come in my church tomorrow and you get up in the middle of the message and want to speak tongues, I'll give you a few seconds, a minute for an interpreter to get up. And if an interpreter don't get up, I will escort you out the door. Because God is not the God of confusion. And if you can't, if you're not on the scripture and you don't have an interpreter, it is not edifying to my church. Okay? Well, that's where I am. I hope that you'll think about this. I hope that if you're being called to a new church, whether they tell you they're the Apostolic Reformed Church or not, pay attention to what they're doing and what they're teaching, because some of them will not profess to be that. And we already have, I won't use the word cults, we already have denominations that teach their people that it's not necessary to tell the whole truth as long as you can get people to come this direction. Pray. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Choose the spiritual gifts that will edify your church. Pray for them. Ask for them. Everybody, Paul said everybody don't need to be a teacher. Well, I'm absolutely telling you everybody don't need to be an apostle either. All right, that's where I'm at on that one. Thank you.
That was Living Waters with Pastor Gary Fench, a daily dose of faith, clarity, and inspiration. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, keep seeking truth and walking in His light, and join us again tomorrow or log on to catch Pastor Gary's past episodes on WVFFradio.com. Thanks again for staying tuned to 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.